You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to VoiceOver Coffee Shop, episode number 22.
Welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we share our morning with some of the finest names in voiceover. And now, here's your host, voice actor Andrew Morrison.
Hi there. My name is Andrew Morrison, and welcome to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop, where we start our day with some of the finest names in voiceover. If you'd like to know more about me, feel free to visit my personal website at www.voicebard.com. In this episode, we have coffee with my dear friend, Bev Standing. Bev is a professional voiceover talent who goes above and beyond in all she does, which is why she is trusted by local and national companies across the world. She is the former voice of TikTok and has worked with countless household name brands. In this episode, we talk about how project usage affects us all, the TikTok lawsuit, engaging with your listener, and engaging with your client. Hi, Bev. How are you?
I'm good, Andrew. I'm fine. This is great to be here.
Fantastic. It's great to have you here. So how do you take your coffee?
With a little bit of cream.
Just a little bit of cream.
I'm the same as Bob Bergen. I'm keto, so splash a heavy cream.
Oh, what made you get into keto?
It's just healthier for you.
Fantastic. So you grew up as the daughter of somebody who ran an advertising agency. How did that transition to you being in the voiceover world?
The two are not really connected. My father was like Mad Men, you know, the advertising executive that I don't know that he partied that much, but I just remember him traveling and creating. And I used to go and as I got a little older, I would go to commercial sets and watch commercials being made. But my dad and I would sit and watch commercials being made and we'd critique them. So I kind of had a different understanding of what a commercial message was early on without even realizing it. Then years later, I ended up going to CBC radio. I didn't like the job I had. My dad said, well, you've always been interested in the entertainment industry. Go where the entertainment industry is. So I went to CBC and they didn't have anything in TV. So I got hired as a receptionist in CBC radio drama. And when I left three and a half years later, I was the production assistant for a producer on a live radio show and or a radio show in front of a live audience where I learned how to edit and whatnot. And the people, the actors were all voice actors and again, didn't connect it, but I knew how to edit. I knew what they did. I did script reads with them. I knew all that stuff. And then years go by, I have my family and I just had a really tough time and at some point, and I needed to get out of the house. So I looked up online and found a voiceover workshop. And honestly, I still did not connect those dots, but I went, it's the only thing I can find. I'll just take it. So I did it. And while I was in that course, it was a weekend thing. It was Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. But while I was there, I couldn't be worried about what I was upset about at home. I had to be there, be in the moment. And it was a very small group of us. I think there were five of us. And three of us ended up going to Second City, Toronto. Through that connection, I started taking acting classes, again, just to get out of the house. And a friend of mine who I met through all this sent a referral to a guy saying, you should ask her if she wants to audition. Well, boom, the path got laid at that point. When I realized it was, I started meeting people and connecting and networking. And all of a sudden I went, hey, wait a minute. This is like a career. And 3 years later, I left my day job.
So what was your day job at the time?
I was a construction inspector for a multidisciplinary engineering firm.
Gotcha.
Which I had started in 1980 as a secretary, but I had stayed connected and done marketing and I'm just not somebody that can sit and stay at that same job if I'm not learning. So I would just learn more, help the person doing the job. They would leave, I'd take their job.
Well, what did you learn from the marketing aspects of it that kind of tied over to your voiceover business?
Well, I was in marketing. I started as a marketing assistant and left as the marketing director. Okay. after 9 years. So a lot of promotional material, a lot of presentations, a lot of how things happen and how fast they happen and all that kind of thing. So who you market to and how you promote yourself and what's important, what's not. How do you do a proposal in two easy paragraphs when you have a multi-million dollar job coming up? So I learned a lot of stuff.
I might need to take some marketing classes from you. So you also ended up the voice of TikTok, and I know there's a big suit going on with that. How did that start?
Well, I 3 years ago, I was hired in 2018. I was hired to do a text-to-speech job, and it's the only text-to-speech job I've done. So it was pretty easy to figure out where they got my voice. TikTok is not my client. Was not then, is not now. But I did this job where I had 10,000 sentences. And when I asked what it was for, I was told it was, they listed three languages, US, English, and said it was translation. So I thought, oh, this is a translation app. Okay, I'll do this. So I did it. And that was our agreement. And then in November, Bridget Real, who is a colleague and friend living in Portugal, messaged me and said, hey, is this, you know how we do this, is this your voice? And I went, right. Yeah. And I didn't know anything about TikTok. I'd heard about it, but I didn't really know anything about it. And then she said, well, what about this one? And she goes, this is you too, right? And I went, my eyes kind of popped up and I went, yeah. And then my family, my kids started sending me videos over the next 2 days. It was like instantly, is this you? Is this you? Is this you? And I went like, ah, yeah. And I recognize the tonality of these, you know, these comments that are coming through TikTok. I knew instantly where it was from. So I called Rob because TikTok is still not my client.
Right. So what is the progress of that suit right now?
They have X amount of days or months or weeks or whatever. I'm trying to not get into the legal stuff because
right.
I don't understand it. And if I say something, it might be wrong. So the complaint was filed. And the interesting part is that media picked it up within like 3 hours of it being filed. I went to bed. I got an email from Rob saying, okay, the complaint has been filed. Woke up the next morning to, can we interview you? Like it was instantly picked up. And then it just has snowballed from that. Yeah.
Because your brand is a very, very clean brand. So I know with that TikTok thing, I've heard you mention how people can say anything on it and it could affect you. Has it affected your brand yet already? Or
I don't believe, I hope not. I'm still busy. I still got work. I like to say I don't have a half a dozen clients that pay really big money, but I have hundreds of clients that pay industry standard fees. So they're still, and they're behind me. The people that have commented to me are like, we're behind you on this. Because if I wanted to give them permission to use my voice, I would accept the fact that it's a text-to-speech program. And the fact that I haven't given anybody permission to use it as a text-to-speech program upsets me in that I don't have any control over that.
Right. So,
but it's so much bigger, Andrew. It's so much bigger than just I should get paid for the work I did.
Oh, absolutely. This is,
you know, and that's why I'm being public. You know, I'm getting, just very quickly, I'm getting emails and messages going, how come, I got one the other day says, you've ruined TikTok. Why don't you just let them use your voice? Well, you know, I'm TikTok's right. Not my client. I can't, right. I don't have any say. I didn't put it up and I didn't take it down. But you have to be able to have some control over your files. These are copyrighted files. I have an agreement with this client, this person. How did they get the files? This will all come down in the legal proceedings. But there has to be some litigation out of all this. And that's the positive I'm putting on this, that when all this is said and done, every voice actor and every creative is going to understand when we say, what's this for? Can we just clarify some rules here? So that's my goal of being this public.
And that is one of the primary reasons why I'm standing beside you in all of this.
Thank you.
This is the beginning of potential laws even being put in place for us. Mm-hmm. And that is a big and beautiful thing, especially with just, it's basically freelancer against conglomerate. And this is this is beautiful. I love what you're doing.
But it doesn't matter what level this is. It could be me in some small little company. Because it's a big company, it's getting publicized. And for that, I guess it's good. I just think that you can't do this in the music industry. You can't do it in the art industry. You can't do it with photography. You can't do it with voice. You have to have some say with your voice. If you're that person that says, hey, I want to lend my voice to this app and I would be happy to do it. I mean, I guarantee you that the voice of Bixby and Alexa and, you know, the new Siri all have very, very substantial agreements in place. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. They've chosen to say, sure. Right. But they didn't just say, sure, go do it. And I don't know anything about it. Right. So there has to be, whether it's a big company that buys your audio or a small one. So, yeah, it's just wrong.
So outside of the legalities and stuff like that, you mentioned that you have quite a few clients that you've built up over the past few years. What are some of the projects that this project genres, I want to say, that you okay. just get super excited, like that you're like, yes, this is why I got here. Because for me, that's primarily e-learning and animation. And because I love expressing myself and I love to learn. So what sort of projects excite you the most when they arrive in your inbox?
I still think commercial is the most exciting. It's fun and it's trendy, like it changes. You have, and that goes back to my past, you know, sitting with my dad and him saying, do you remember what the product was? And I'd sit there at the age of 6 and go, nope. He'd explain to me it was a terrible commercial. So I put a lot of weight into what I do when I audition for stuff like that. But that goes for the same of explainer videos. I mean, you're a character. I call myself a voice actor for that very reason. It doesn't matter if it's on hold messaging. Let's just say it's a vet. I'm not a vet or a vet technician right. or even a receptionist in a vet's office. But when I'm that voice, I sure as heck am. I'm relating just like I am that person, right? So whether it's an explainer or even e-learning, because I was in construction, I'm a big fan of safety. I've had a firefighter in my family. So safety is a big deal. And so I get a little passionate about safety because I think it's important. And I started e-learning in that genre in that field because I was able to engage with the listener. I remember having to take those courses and hitting play and we'd all go for coffee because it was so bad. Wow. It's, you know, it's like listening. I don't want to badmouth TTS because it is getting better. But if you're listening to the voice, you're not listening to the content. Mm-hmm. Right. So right. you have to have that engagement. That's what engagement is all about. And as soon as you start saying, oh, yeah, that's a computer, you stop listening to what I say and you're only listening to how I say it. You're not going to learn. You're not going to be safe on that job site. Or you're going to, you know, if it's a doctor, you might cut the wrong way. I don't know. I don't do doctor training, but you know what I'm saying? This is, you have to engage with the listener. And I think real will stick around for a while as much as possible. Because I don't think you're ever going to beat that.
So do you kind of utilize those key points whenever you're proposing something to a potential client, and on kind of here's the value of what I do, here's why a human voice is better than what you're currently utilizing?
Yeah, I have a very glass half full attitude in life. So you're not likely going to hear, I can do better than what you're doing.
Right.
Right. But I would say my passion, if it was in safety, I would be talking to someone who was a developer and just say, you chat with them about their words and how important that is, and how that hits home with me. And certainly that's a way of promoting yourself, but I would never send a letter going, hey, I have a background in safety, and so you should hire me. It's, you know, that's that marketing thing that says, talk to you about what you do and then relate it to somehow your experience in life.
Okay.
It creates a connection with the person. Connections are huge. And that's why I have hundreds of clients.
Right.
Because, you know, how's your wife doing?
Right.
You know, right. I get pictures of their weddings, you know, or their grandkids or something, right? Like there's just that connection. So they just go, oh yeah, Bev.
Fantastic. So what do you do outside of the booth? What do you do to kind of recharge your batteries? Like who is Bev outside of voiceover? What else are you passionate about?
There is no outside of this booth. I live in this thing. No, that's not fair. I have a very small family, but I love them dearly and I try and spend time with them. We're locked down. Up until today, we got unlocked so I can actually go. Ooh. I have a granddaughter that, long story, but I have a granddaughter and I am ecstatic to try and spend some time with her, whether it's FaceTiming, and she gets on FaceTime with me and she does this because I always dance with her. So this is her dancing. So when she sees me, we dance. I wanted to be a dancer. That was my background. I didn't want to go to college or university because I was going to be a dancer. And I held up a show, and I held up a show once. I did jazz, tap, ballet, musical, comedy, and ballroom. And I held up a show. And my agency that I was with said, we'll never hire you out again. We can't. And I was diagnosed with asthma and put on inhalers, and I never did another show. So I reinvented myself. So that's what I keep doing, is just keep reinventing myself.
Gotcha. So does,
but I'm done. This is it.
So out of curiosity, does the asthma ever affect like lung form narration or?
Absolutely. I breathe a lot. I have, and my breaths are a little bit footballish, but that's training. That's learning where to breathe, when to breathe, turning away from a mic, all those kinds of things. And I don't believe it stopped me from getting work. I've taught myself how to edit extremely well because I can take the breath in the middle of a word, repeat the word and cut it in. You would never know that I did that. I just don't have a lot of lower lung capacity, mm-hmm. but I mean, you learn. You learn to do what you have to do, right? But mm-hmm. I don't think it stopped me from getting work.
Fantastic. Oh no, I would never think it would stop you from getting work. I just didn't know if it made it a little harder in the booth.
I know people that can read 5 sentences in one breath, and that's never going to happen. I just don't have the capacity. So you learn, and you know, that's the difference between TTS and AI and a human person, is knowing when you can breathe. Not between sentences, but in a sentence to make it sound real. So maybe that'll be my benefit eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll go with that.
Fantastic. So what are some of the biggest resources that you've picked up along the way that have kind of helped you in your voiceover career to be as successful as you are and to be so such a trusted name?
I think I am a conference junkie. I quite comfortably say I'm a conference junkie and I do miss it. Mm-hmm. The very first conference I went to, very first conference I went to was one held in Toronto, and it was held, and the only conference held by voices.com. I'm not even sure if they were called voices.com at that point. They were some other name. But I went, and I knew everybody because I had been booked there so much. The accounting people went, oh my God, you're Bev Standing. It's like, you know, everyone was just so nice. All the people that I knew there were really, really nice. But the next conference I went to was in Ohio, and I went specifically to listen to J. Michael Collins. who wasn't J. Michael Collins at the time, mm-hmm. but he was an expert. And I just wanted to go and hear him speak. So I did. But when I was there, and this is when I say fate stepped in. When I was there, I didn't know anybody. I really didn't know a whole lot of people. I had been online and talked to a few people. And there was a lady that was supposed to present, and she had to back out last minute. Mm-hmm. And a lady by the name of Randy Kay stepped in her place. Well, I knew Randy from online. So I was sitting in the hotel by myself, just having a, you know, coffee, just got there. And she stuck her head out of the booth and went, "I know you." And I went, "I'm Bev," standing. And she goes, "I know your name. Come sit with me." So I sat with her and explained to her, you know, it was really my, you know, first official voiceover workshop where I was here to learn from people I didn't know. And she said, "Oh, hang with me. Don't worry about it." Well, I went to her course. I went to J. Michael's course. And then it came to dinner. And she said, "Oh, just come with me." So I sat down with Mark Grau, Bill DeWeese, J. Michael Collins, and spent the weekend with them when we weren't in a class. And it just kind of connected me into the industry instantly, because here I am not just meeting someone learning to get into the business, but these were established people, pretty incredible people. And then the next year, J. Michael had me speak alongside, because I took everything he did, everything he said, and what worked for me worked. And I became one of the top bookers on voices.com at that time.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. So I listen, and I go to conferences, and I meet people, and I listen.
Right. Listening is so important.
And now I teach. Now I work with Gravy for the Brain.
Wonderful. And so if you were to write yourself a letter back when you were working in marketing prior, and right now you were to send that letter back in time to you during those days, what would that letter say back to yourself?
I think it would say, don't give up on yourself, believe in yourself, and follow your dreams. When I couldn't dance anymore, I just threw my hands up and went, oh, well. But if I had maybe done a little more research, I could have found out that voiceover was a thing, you know, mm-hmm. this is, I don't feel like I'm working. I know I'm working. I work hard. I work long hours, and I'm an independent business person. So I do all the things that you have to do to run a business, your books, your marketing, your everything, managing your time, everything. Right. And on top of that, I do voiceover. I didn't realize I needed any of this experience. So it's like, hey, silly, forget dancing, go to business school, go do something, go take acting classes when you're young. Don't give up because you're, you know, 5'2" and not this big. Just do, follow your dreams. Just do. That's probably what I should have said.
Okay. And where can people find you, Bev?
So look up my name. My website's bevstanding.com, Twitter @bevstanding, Instagram, I think I'm at Bev Standing or Bev Standing. Everything is just Bev Standing.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. This was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And thank you for allowing me to bring to light the bigger picture of this TikTok thing. And let's hope it makes a difference, a really positive difference in this industry.
I look forward to the difference happening.
Yeah.
I really hope you enjoyed listening to Bev talk about her experiences in the industry and how overcoming every trial turned into a triumph. If you'd like to know more about her, you can find Bev's demos and work at www.bevstanding.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the VoiceOver Coffee Shop. For more information on guests, new episodes, and more, be sure to visit www.vocoffeeshop.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.